sudden, boom.
Yeah, it's extremely frustrating, you know, because, you know, I've been consistent in my career with being in practice, being there for my team, not missing games and everything. And so, you know, for that to happen, not only the first practice, but really like the first play that a ball came to me, I kind of was in disbelief. And that's why I finished the whole practice, because I was just like, there's no way I just hurt myself my first day as a Bill. Like, it's not possible. But when I got done with practice, I realized my chest and my arm was starting to stiffen up a little bit. At that point, I kind of knew, you know. But the thing that gave me confidence about it moving forward was that I was able to finish practice. If it was an injury where I immediately had to stop and they would have just taken me off and I was done, I would have been way more worried. But because of the nature of the injury and what happened afterwards, I felt confident that I'll be able to make a good recovery.
It was on that throw up the left sideline where you and Sharice went up.
Exactly, yeah. And then, like I said, I knew it was something because even right when I hit the ground, my body kind of stiffened up, and I was like, this can't be good. But I was like, there's no way I got hurt my first 2 minutes as a Buffalo Bill. So I kind of was in denial. But after practice, I kind of knew something was up.
Have you ever heard anything like that? I mean, that's
never. Yeah, it's definitely extremely different. One of the guys in my one of the doctors actually said the only other time he's seen the injury was with a hockey player, and he said he actually got hit by a stick right to that spot. So it was definitely a unique injury. I'm a person who believes that all these type of things happen for a reason. So it must have been because I needed to just have more time to get acclimated to the playbook, get to know the guys. So even though it was unfortunate, it definitely gave me a chance to really get into my playbook and just get to learn the Buffalo environment a little bit without having the add-on of having to, you know, practice and physically go out there and perform. But obviously I'm a competitor. I want to get back out there. So I was excited to get back out there a little bit and just run around. But I'm really, really looking forward to getting back out there and playing.
What are some of the types of things that you do that makes it hurt the most? Like, what is it kind of like twisting back?
I mean, yeah, it's kind of just it's your whole center, your whole equilibrium's off. You know, I mean, it doesn't take somebody just coming up and hitting me in my chest for it to kind of flare up. It's any type of movements where I really have to use like my upper body. So right now we're just trying to get back into running, using regular arm motion, and just getting functional movement down. You know, once I can get that down, get that blood flow, and get that healing, when the pain is more centrally located to just the sternum, then I think I'll know, okay, it's time to move on. We just got to put something to protect it. Let's go play football.
Are you confident you'll be ready for week one?
Yeah, I'm extremely confident. I had an injury last preseason, unfortunately, and it kind of kept me out of some time, you know, when I was the Eagles. But I was able to come back week one and have a very productive game. I know how to take mental reps. I know how to stay in shape, and I know how to make sure that I'm on top of the playbook. But obviously, it's a totally different scenario. I was with the Eagles for a long time. This scenario is different. I've only been with the Bills for a little while. I want to go out there and prove myself to my teammates. I want them to know I'm tough. And I want them to know that I'm not the type of guy that wants to miss practice and I'm just going to be here for games. So I want to be there before that, but I'm extremely confident that I will be able to play for week one for sure.
And I don't know if you've had this before, but it seems like it's an all-encompassing upper body thing in terms of the pain. Would you equate it to like a rib injury where sneezing is annoying, it hurts, like,
yeah,
that kind of thing?
Yes.
Ribs,
so. Yeah, something like that. Like, even there was a funny movie that came out, and I didn't even go see it because I was like, I don't even want to laugh right now because I knew it was going to kind of hurt. So it's definitely something that you got to monitor in that aspect. But breathing has gotten better. The hardest part, sneezing and coughing, when I know one's coming, I'm just like, crap, all right, here it comes, you know. But other than that, for the most part, the regular things in life is getting a little bit easier, and that's what I'm extremely excited about.
Where are you with the playbook? You said you spent
I'm on top of the playbook. It's very similar to the offense I ran, West Coast. You know, it's just different verbiage. We'll use different terms to say the same play, but I can kind of just cross over, you know. And then also having Tyrod here is huge. He knows the whole offense. He's very, like, he's extremely intelligent. So on plays like we're running fastball or we're just getting up to the line and going in 2 minutes, sometimes he can just look at me and give me a signal if I don't know the whole play. He said, hey, you got this. Now I can play fast. So having the help of a good quarterback, too, also, you know, is going to aid me along this process. But for the most part, I'm picking up the playbook pretty well.
Jordan, well, and leaving Philly and knowing, I mean, the guys took you out for dinner.
Yeah.
So that night, have the emotions of that kind of worn off?
Yeah. You know, I don't think some of those emotions ever wear off. And you kind of don't want to because it means that it was something real, you know. Those are real friends that I had. You know, I don't think the frustration or the sense of being upset really didn't just come from knowing I got traded, because it's a business. You know that when you come in, But when you have real relationships with guys, you make real friendships. That's going to be hard to, you know, leave. You know, I get used to seeing Trey Burton every day. I get used to seeing Carson Wentz every day and hanging out and talking about everything but football. And so not just what football gets taken away with them, but also the whole getting to have that camaraderie, it's hard. You know, we were real good friends. And so, you know, it's definitely something that I had to kind of get over and kind of, you know, move on from. But at the same time, I call those guys all the time. I'm still in their group meetings, still texting them and just wishing them luck on the season.
What they've told you, what's the risk of re-injury, specifically for catching a pass in your chest at some point?
Well, it's like a broken bone. So if anything, it's more of a setback than injury. Bones are going to heal back stronger, you know. So it's just, okay, but if I injure a bone and you try and play on it, your risk of injuring something else because you're playing on it might increase too. So it's more pain management. It's about, let's get the pain down. Let's get all functional movement back. And then when it's like, okay, now it's just that one spot that's kind of hurting, now let's protect that spot and let's go play football.
Is it coincidental that your locker is right next to Tyrod's?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it might have been luck of the draw, but it's a good person to have as a locker mate for sure.
Well, that's right. I mean, do you guys get a chance to talk maybe a little bit more because you're right next door to him?
Yeah, definitely. It's been big, you know, so far. Just more so just watching how he goes about his business. You know, when I come into a new environment, I try not to talk too much. I don't care, you know, whether you're a rookie, whether you're going to your fourth year, whether you have production or whether you don't. You're in a new place. People do things different. So you don't want to impose, you know, your personality on people. Plus, I already know how much Sammy meant to this team. So I don't want to just come in here and act like there's no sensitivity to him not being, you know, here anymore. So just kind of taking my time, getting to know everybody. It's awesome being able to have Tyrod as a locker mate. Just get to give us out and just talk about something we both understand. That's football. And then kind of give him his space, let him do what he does. And then when I get back healthy, we can continue to build that friendship. And hopefully it turns into something good.